can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Survival Show with Tim and Maury Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 15th day of January in the year of our Lord 2022. Hope everybody's having a great Saturday morning. Good morning, Rick. Okay, maybe not on the air.
I'm here. So, yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, does anybody know, Sam, you included, if the expected tsunami has hit the west coast of California yet? I was just reading it on the news. Apparently everybody woke up out there this morning for it hitting. I think it was at 7:50 a.m. local. I think that's what it said. Yeah, they had a huge volcano, undersea volcano, go off sometime late last night. And I was watching pictures of New Zealand getting hit and all that, videos of it. And, anyway, anybody in California wants to call up top second hour and let us know what's going on, I'd appreciate it. I'm just curious. But anyway, folks, it's been an interesting week. I'm not doing my news today, and here's the reason why. I don't want to give you bad information, and 99% of the information I'm getting is conflicting. Everything from the Russian deal on the borders of the Ukraine to what China's doing, I'm getting exactly opposite information from many different sources. You guys know how to check the news. Use your own judgment on it, guys, because I've given up on trying to make sense out of it in the past 3 or 4 days. Anyway, Rick, what's on your mind today?
Well, I've had a number of things that I want to talk about today. Gardening, we did not get to any kind of a discussion last week about seeds. We just never got there. I want to do that.
Do you want to do that now?
No.
It's up to you.
Let's do that in a couple of minutes. The there's also the question of sustainable protein, like, you know, chickens, meat, rabbits. I thought I might spend a minute talking about that.
Sure.
Before I do that, though. A lot of times, you know, they say if you wake up around 3 o'clock in the morning, don't go back to sleep because the universe has things to tell you. Well, sure.
Right.
I've noticed that my thoughts in the middle of the night don't bear a lot of relationship to my thoughts during the day. And what I want the universe to do is make an appointment to come back at 6 in the morning. And then we'll talk it over. But yeah, I don't show up at 3 because that's we're supposed to be asleep. So, but I was thinking about this never ending struggle between good and evil that we seem to be just caught right in the middle of, and this is just about everything you cast with respect to the news. Just about everything you look at now lately, you know, cast a glance in one direction or another, and you see that what you're looking at is actually if you just scratch the surface, just scratch the surface a little bit and look in, you'll see that there's a struggle between good and evil. There is a kind of an effort afoot to subtract from you your inalienable rights. Those would be rights that were given to you by God, not some freaking government that elected themselves. That's not what it is. And I have to ask myself, I'm going to pose a theory here. And the reason that this kind of popped into my head is because I was watching a fascinating video. It was kind of long, and it was done by a priest. No, I'm not recruiting anybody. Try to hold on now. About the rosary and how much the devil hates the rosary. And I got to thinking about it. And I started in the middle of the night pinning these things together, and I started wondering about freedom of speech and the right to keep and bear arms and religious freedom. I started thinking about the rights that we were endowed with by our Creator. And what we have going on is we have a subject where free speech, if you try that stuff in China, you'll just disappear, okay? Here in America, we're doing a lot better. They just disappear you in another way. You're banned from social media or YouTube or whatever. You're banned because, you know, you expressed your views. You were a nationalist. You expressed a pro-American, pro-freedom point of view, and now you're banned. Okay. We all know how this works. I'm not going to get into that. But my point is this: if you look at freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms, well, we all know that the left does not like that, and they have been on this relentless crusade to see to it that you lose that privilege. That's Amendment Number 2. Written right into the Constitution by the Founding Fathers, and they want it gone. Well, okay, now wait a minute. So we have thieves, rapists, and murderers who also don't want you to carry. Why don't these people want you to have a weapon? Well, because, I mean, it's obvious. You know, they're in the business of raping and robbing and murdering, and they don't want you putting a stop to it. It's threatening to them. It's hate speech.
Right.
So you
hurts
don't
your feelings.
So, sure, it does. Yeah, in a big way, like about a half inch hole size. So we have the United States government basically. Yeah, I hope so. We have the United States government basically in the same bed as murderers, rapists, and thieves. And by the way, in my opinion, that's what they are.
I agree.
They are not nice people, and they are not here to govern you. They're here to take.
We know they're hang on a second, Rick. We know they're murderers. Can you say 800,000 dead thanks to Dr. Fauci?
Well, you've got Arkansas. You've got
so we know they're murderers.
Oh yeah, rapists.
Oh yeah,
you got Pedophile Island and all. I mean, it goes on and on. But my point is this: we don't want to get lost in the weeds here. Who doesn't want you to be able to defend yourself? Well, okay, so they don't want you to have a gun because they're afraid of what you'll do with it. They're afraid you'll defend yourself against their tyranny. Pure and simple. That's what they don't want is you being able to defend yourself. They don't want you to speak your mind, and they don't want you to be able to defend yourself. You're supposed to stand around masked up 6 feet from everybody else, not sharing any ideas, scared to death that you'll be banned from Twitter or whatever your mental problem is. There is another aspect to this sort of thing, and it is freedom of religion, and I was watching this video, and by the way, I don't know, for those of you who are not vaccinated against Catholics, for those of you that can possibly tolerate it, there is an excellent video out there about the rosary, and I'm not going to get into this in any detail because I know that predominantly our listeners are not Catholic, but it was just fascinating, the origin of the thing and what its intended use is. And
I want to hear this.
What we find is it has been presented by deities a couple of different times, by Jesus and Mary, to different people at different points. But it basically takes the same general format, and that is Jesus says, say he will hold out, say, a sword, and when somebody tries to take it, it turns into a rosary. Now, you could say, oh, that's bullshit, you're just crazy. No, it has taken other forms. There was a priest or a religious who was up against, was it Druids? I just can't remember anymore. And he was trying to figure out how to deal with the subject. And Mary appeared with a knotted rope, and she said, we will beat them with this. Well, if you've ever been hit with a knotted rope, I mean, come on, man, that hurts. Well, no, yeah, it turns out that's not, it does. That'll straighten your attitude right out. It's not what it was. It was a crude form of a rosary. Now, the devil can't stand the idea of or the sight of a rosary. Bitcoin is the same thing to our government. It is a threat. You've got, I'm changing subjects slightly, but not at all. You have a currency now that is not controlled by any government. It has privacy. It's private. You've got Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both coming out and saying this thing's got to stop. Well, okay, that ought to make you curious all unto itself. Okay, and I'm going to try to tie this together with a bow before the break. Why do they not want you to have Bitcoin? Because you're picking up your ball and you're going home, and you're refusing to play. What are you refusing to play? You're refusing to play a game that they have already set the rules to, and the only way that they can't win is if you don't play. They hate that. They don't like that. You're not allowed not to play. You got to play, and both end zones belong to them, so it doesn't matter what direction you run. They've got it all covered. So the rosary, why does the devil not like it? I mean, it's a cute little necklace, isn't it? It looks like a necklace. It's not a necklace, but it's what right. It looks like. And it's got a cross on it and some beads. It's not very threatening looking. Why does the devil, this is what happens at 3 in the morning, why does the devil not like the rosary? Well, it's like free speech. It's like your gun. It's like your rifle. It's like Bitcoin. It puts you outside of the system. It's not that the rosary itself is scary looking. The devil is terrified of what you might do with it. What might you do with that? It is a physical representation of a certain group of prayers. It is, you're talking about five decades, five groups of ten, holy mysteries, talking about the life of Jesus, and it depends on which day it is. There are four different sets, and it goes from all the way from his birth to his crucifixion and beyond. And then Thursdays are what's called luminous, where you have fascinating things that were not included in the beginning, and they deal with the things like interesting things like the wedding feast at Cana or the institution of the Eucharist, stuff like that. Okay, so you take a rosary and you're thinking about a person who is in trouble, okay, and your intentions, you're going to say a rosary for that person. That right there is what the devil fears and infuriates him too. And so I would kind of awake, pinning all of these things together. But one thing that I think is interesting is that if you take all of the people who don't want you to have these freedoms, whether it's free speech, the right to defend yourself, the right to have privacy in your transactions with your currency, or the right to pray at will from whoever, for whomever you like, think of the people who are infuriated or aggravated or threatened by your freedoms. Who are these people? What is it that they all have in common? What they have in common is, first of all, they want your freedoms taken away. Secondly, they're all evil. Okay, so if I come across a person who was very, very upset about me having any kind of crypto or a rosary or a gun, I think I know who you are. I think I have uncovered you. I have discovered you. I know that your intentions are no damn good. And
right.
I don't think I like you very much. Now I know that's my wife would be chasing me around with a knotted rope right now for saying that I wish you harm. However, I am ex-military and I have no patience for people who pick on innocent people. And I'm real sorry about that. I may forgive you at some point long after my death, but for the time being, I'm going to do what I can to slow you down or stop you. So anyway, what do you think, Tim?
Well, I agree with you to start with, okay? Let me ask you this, because I honestly don't know. I'm not being a smartass. I've heard people say they pray the rosary. Is it a certain prayer for each beat or a different prayer? How does that work? I'm just curious.
Well, okay. Well, you'll start with the creed, which when you're holding the cross, you'll start with a creed, and the creed will explain your intentions. You believe in God. You believe in the Holy Spirit. You believe in all this stuff. You acknowledge your baptism, and you look forward to your resurrection and the life of the world to come. You go through that. Then you say an Our Father, which everybody knows these things, and then you say some Hail Marys, and a Hail Mary is nothing more than a very small conglomerate of different greetings to Mary, like Gabriel's greeting to Mary was Hail Mary, full of grace. Okay, means hello, Mary, one who is full of grace. And then what you'll do is you get to the first Our Father bead, and like let's say it's Monday. So you'll acknowledge the Lord that Gabriel comes to Mary and says, asks her if she would be interested in being the mother of Jesus. And she says, not my will be done, but yours. And then you're going to have 10 Hail Marys and a glory be, and then the next mystery, where she goes and she sees her her kinswoman Elizabeth, who is pregnant with John, and you do it again. And so it's a little story pinned together with Our Fathers and Hail Marys. That's what it is. And every day is a little different, and they repeat themselves. Monday is joyful. Oh, man. Saturday might be joyful. Tuesday would be sorrowful. Now, that would be the whole... That would be Jesus's... You're talking the last 4 days of his life, basically, okay? You're talking about his crucifixion and all that. And then Wednesday, you have the glorious, where he rises from the dead, talks to Peter, all that stuff, okay? And then Thursdays, you've got luminous, which would be talking about where he reveals himself as God, where he's transfigured before the disciples, the wedding feast at Cana, and other kinds of interesting things. But if you intend... You pray for a person.
Well, hey, Rick, we got a break, buddy.
going to take you every bit of 15 minutes. But it, I know, but it does slow the devil down.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. We're going to start taking calls. Stop the hour.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN. Just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show. Today is Saturday, 15 January, in the year of our Lord 2022. Rick and I were discussing religion a little bit, and Rick is much more knowledgeable than I am. Rick, please continue, sir.
Well, I'm going to try to finish this up in the next couple of minutes because I know that, you know, some of these listeners, you know, are probably not thrilled with this, but bottom line is this. So knowing how much the government hates free speech and you having a weapon, knowing how much the devil hates your spiritual progress, knowing how much the government doesn't like you being outside their financial system, it should be some dog whistles for you. If you don't have a rosary, if I were you, I would lay my hands on one and have somebody bless it just because it is as powerful as it is. And I'm not recruiting you. It wouldn't kill you to be Catholic, but you don't have to be. The idea of a structured prayer of any kind for, let's say, 15 minutes, not only helps you mentally and spiritually, if you are saying those prayers for the benefit of somebody who needs them, that is exactly what the devil fears. And the rosary is a physical manifestation, a representation of your intention, which would be for God to help somebody. And that is what is just appalling to the devil. Okay, so you can handle this in any way you see fit. As I said, I'm not recruiting you. What I'm trying to do is give you an intelligent tool, because we are, as you remember, I said at the top of the hour, everything you look at anymore seems to be some sort of a bizarre struggle between good and evil. And so we talk about, you know, how you can overcome these stressful situations by trying to prepare yourself. It's not all food and water, guys. A lot of it is mental, okay? It's spiritual.
Oh, yeah.
The destruction of your food supply chain is a spiritual issue. You are talking about a group of very evil people who intend to starve you and your family to death. Make no mistake about this. They want control of your food so they can control you. And I didn't make that up. That's Kissinger, but that probably comes from Karl Marx or somebody. So I'm telling you that a pile of guns isn't going to do it. You've got all kinds of food and no water, that's not going to do it. If you've got food, water, and guns and no spiritual life, that's not going to do it, okay? You need to pull yourself together. You need to be hitting all of the keys in order to make a chord, okay?
So, and I would say, Rick, you know, that the most important one is spiritual.
Yeah, I would too, because without a decent mind, without the ability and the intention to help your family and your neighbors, you really are just a cork in the ocean bobbing about. You need to get your feet, you need to get an anchor out there, and you need to put yourself in the position to be of use. Otherwise, you're just really half a person. I mean, in my opinion, that's me talking. But, you know, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not going to drag this out. We're going to talk about seeds and stuff here in a few minutes. We never did get to it last week, and we're getting very, very close to the time where the middle of the country, down south, they're only about 2 weeks away from starting tomatoes. I'm probably 4 weeks away, but I'm feeling pretty good about this. And so I want to discuss, we didn't get to it last week, and I want to discuss not just the seeds, but that from the aspect of what I've been doing, and you know, I've been involved in doing some things like growing carrots and other things that I'm just not sure. You know, those are not big producers of food. They are not. If you had to feed a group of people, I guess you would have a patch of carrots because of their value with vitamins and cooking, but. I've grown them. I know how to grow them, and I am not going to dedicate garden space to things like carrots this year, I don't think. I want to focus on those crops which produce a lot of food. The big bang for your buck. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
So I want to talk about things like collards. Pods. Oh, listen, I never made them before, but this week, I mean, we got to talk about this. This is important.
Okay. Well, we'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. We'll start taking your calls at the top of the hour. Be right back.
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show on Saturday, the 15th day of January in the year of our Lord, 2022, right here on RBN. Rick, go ahead and continue, buddy. I ain't going to lie, I forgot where we're at. I was sitting here writing a note to Sam.
We should discuss the seed situation. Before I do that, though, I want to bring up something. I keep getting YouTubes about certain things, and if some of you folks have called in and espoused, you saw these things on YouTube or something, and you thought it was clever or unique, I apologize, because what I'm going to do is criticize this, and I mean no harm. I mean no disrespect at all. But I've seen things. I'm getting presented with various ideas. And one of the things that has always made my head spin, like Reagan in The Exorcist, is the Crisco candle. Okay? Yes, if you put a wick in a can of Crisco, I think it will burn for 72 hours. Okay? What I want to know, I want to know a couple of things. First of all, where in the hell is your candle? Okay? Secondly, I've spent hours talking about how much more expensive candles are than an oil lamp. Like a Dietz oil lamp provides like 10 or 15 or 17 times the light at like 1/20th of the cost. Candles are expensive. So once you burn up your cooking fat, what's your idea now? We have fishing line snares. Okay, people trying to catch animals with snares made of fishing line. Why don't you just have some snares? Why didn't you buy some snares? Why are you waiting until your back is up against the wall and your family is starving to try to figure out how to catch a rabbit with something that was designed to catch a fish? What are you doing? I don't understand this. Another one. Some dude made a toilet. This is as bad as burning your Crisco. Although, you shouldn't eat Crisco. You really should burn that. But a toilet paper room heater. Now, you know this is going to smell great, right? So now you've got smoldering toilet paper in your room covered by a clay pot, and it's supposedly warming the room, where I guess you can probably cut the smoke with a knife. What? Okay. So now you managed to get the room all the way up to 36 degrees. Well, how are you going to wipe your butt? Am I missing something here? Is there a nail sticking out of my face? Then you've got the people who are carving. They're sitting there carving little twigs into little shapes so they can put a rock on top of it and try to smash an animal. Do you know what? You're going to die. You are going to die. You're going to starve to death.
Yeah.
Your family. You're going to die.
Well,
if nothing else, you're going to drop a rock on yourself.
I don't really want to interrupt, but I want to throw something in there. You know, let's say somebody bought traps, or they bought snares, you know, regular commercial ones, and we've got a store here, that's all they sell here in town.
Right.
But, you know, the people, A, don't know how to treat the snares and traps. B, they don't know how to set them. They're going to die just as quick.
You really
I'll give
are.
You an example.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say something I learned after I moved here.
Yes, and? Then?
I said, something I learned after I moved here was how to catch a bobcat. You take one of those shiny Christmas tree ornaments and hang it above your trap, and then, of course, the bobcat's going to play with it, and it's eventually going to trick that trap. You know? Choke point.
There are other people that will do something like they will use a feather. They'll put a feather up there in the same way. Hang a feather from the string so it blows in the wind. However, bobcat isn't particularly great food, but I get
no. I'm just saying that as an example of something I learned.
Yeah, but the arrangement is this. So now you got 10 people who've collapsed to your house because they think you know what you're doing, and you're out there carving twigs to try to smash a raccoon who is stronger than you are anyway. They're brutal. Why didn't you spend $72 on some dog-proof traps, and you would be able to catch raccoons as fast as they walk by? And so I think my point here is this. My point is this. We've spent all kinds of time talking about how to do things, and I know that there is a contingent of human beings that listen to this show for entertainment, and I can't tell you how painful I find that. If I entertain you, isn't that lovely? I was trying to save your life, though, so, you know, you're not going to be giggling while you're dying. I'm just going to tell you, I don't know if you thought you were, but you're not. I would prefer you would get on down to Amazon, get that book called Surviving the End of the World as We Know It by Rawls. It's probably $11.50. Get it and look at it. And when we talk about something like gardening, here, try it. Don't listen to me. Go do it. All right? When we talk about dog-proof traps, you're not going to catch the neighbor's dog. You're not even going to catch your cat. Put one out there with some cat food or something in it, dog food, and try it. Try and catch something and see if you can do it. waiting until things are so bad that you're just desperate, that's not the time to try to figure out how to do these things. You need to know now, okay? So moving on.
I agree.
So here in this town, I wanted to make, I knew it was going to snow this weekend, and I wanted to make all the kids some escabeche. So that would be the long, thin strips of eggplant. They're raw in spicy olive oil, and it is so good on like sourdough bread or French bread or Italian bread. It is there's not an eggplant left in this city. White food grade buckets, almost impossible to find. I finally found a few about 20 miles away, but every store anywhere near me, they're depleted. There's no silver. As you and I talked about before the show, the silver is about a month out in delivery for the local people, and the premium is doubled. It's gone from $2 to $4. It is widely opined that, and we'll see how this works. I mean, I'm not telling you the future. I'm telling you what I was told the future looks like, is that we're going to have some kind of a massive financial event by June, in which would involve the stock market and the dollar. And when all those things go south, so will silver and gold and Bitcoin probably too, for that matter. But the arrangement is this. And this happened like in, oh man, was it 80 or 07 or 1990 during one of these collapses? Silver collapsed too, but you couldn't find any. You couldn't lay your hands on any silver if you'd wanted to. The premium went through the roof and the price went down, but there was none to be had, so it just didn't make any difference. Right now, if you want to go hand somebody some money, they'll call you if and when it shows up. So that's going to be a problem for you. No jeans left in this town. I think I already mentioned that. Food is in weird supply. Toilet paper's being rationed again. It's one carton per human, per visit. So, we have these issues. And Tim, did you want to explain the Canadian problem? I think you should now.
Sure. Well, folks, effective today, January 15th, unvaccinated truck drivers from both Canada and the United States will not be allowed to cross the border. So we are already seeing lumber spike big time because of this. Most of our lumber comes out of Canada. And I forgot what the numbers were, but if I remember correctly, it's $1.22 a board foot is what it came out to now, which is much higher than the normal price. I know part of that's inflation, but people are already buying it in advance, hedging their supply now. And that's the reason price has gone up. Oil has gone up tremendously. I think we're looking at, I think it was $84 a barrel last night for West Texas Intermediate and $86 for Brent C crude. So, guys, the commodities are really, really going up. But this thing from Canada is going to hurt the lumber supply. It's going to hurt the food supply. I was in Walmart yesterday, our local one. Their canned goods have dropped to about nothing, at least a reasonable price, 50 cent a can vegetables. And I remember when Lori and I got married, it was 5 to 7 cents a can for canned vegetables. But anyway, I digress. But guys, things are getting short. It's just sort of, it's not like you're going to walk in the grocery store and all of a sudden nothing's going to be there. You're going to walk in the grocery store and nothing you want is going to be there. And it's what, even the stuff you don't want is going to be 3 or 4 times higher. So what Lori and I have done is stocked up on flour, sugar, cornmeal, canned goods, meat, canned meats, soups, you know, while the price was lower. So we'll make it for a while. Quite a while if we ration a little bit. But we're in a position where we can make our own bread, you know, everything. So, only advice I got for you guys is get it while you can get it. Am I wrong, Rick?
You're not wrong, and I've been meaning to mention this for a month or two, is that the government, the final lie came out, and they're suggesting that inflation is 7.8. What a joke. It's way higher than that, but even 7.8 is an outrage. So any food that you can buy now, you're dodging a number of bullets. First of all, you're dodging inflation. The cost of food, as I told Tim before the show, I used to buy 50 pounds of rice for $17. Now that's what it is for half of that. It's a 25-pound bag. I don't know who's eating the other half of my rice. Well, if I find them, I'm going to take my rice back. I'm not going to be violent about it, but I want the rice. So you not only are you dodging the inflation monster, which is picking your pocket systematically and has been for years, there's also going to be the supply issue, which is where
right
you get to a point where you get up there, and I mean the only thing you're going to find up there is sweet potatoes. That's it. That's what you're going to get. That's your lunch and breakfast and dinner. So you know you're saving yourself a lot of heartache. And then, you know, let's just talk about the embarrassment of having to look at your family and say, I knew better, but I'm a lazy ass and I didn't do anything about it. Try that on. See how you like that. If they can forgive you for that, they must be really nice people. So moving on, before we get into trouble and we miss the seed thing yet one more time, I don't want to do that.
No.
I have talked a number of times about this company on the internet called Todd's Sprouting Seeds. I have been buying bulk seeds from this guy, but what I've been trying to do is do the crossover thing. Like, so if he sells a sprouting seed that can be used as a food crop, I get that. So, you know, cabbage, okay, whatever, Brussels sprouts, whatever, you buy that in bulk. And that was as a sprouting seed. I didn't realize the guy had a whole section of garden vegetables. I never did see it before. Anyway, I saw it this week. I saw it last week, actually, and I forgot to talk about, well, we never got to it. So I ordered some of his bulk vegetable seeds, and this is what he's got. Okay, I'm going to give you just an overview of what's going on. His Kentucky 125 Wonder Bush Beans, $9.41 a pound. Charleston Wakefield Cabbage, 1 pound of seeds for $15.60. Now, bear in mind, cabbage, collards, what else? Brussels sprouts, kale. You're talking over a quarter of a million seeds in a pound, okay? The number sticks in my head, 274,000 and change. Okay, so you're talking about a quarter of a million pounds of cabbage seeds at $15.60. Collards, same doggone thing. Now, the reason I want to talk about the collards, I'm going to come right back to that. Let me finish this. Sweet bodacious yellow corn. Now, this is a sweet corn. A pound of these seeds for $31. Broadleaf endive, excellent, excellent salad, $18.94 for a pound. Green curled endive, one of my favorites, same thing, $18.94 a pound. Lacinato kale, now that's Tuscan kale. It's beautiful stuff, good to eat. Most you got to cook it, though. It's not really one of those raw things. $19.50 for a pound. Butterhead lettuce, $15. $15 for a pound of butterhead lettuce. Rutabagas, $8 a pound for rutabagas. Now, so Once again, that's Nebraska, so you're looking at we're in a quarter of a million seeds there for $8. Okay, parsley. Once again, a very valuable bitter herb. Good for digestion, good in salads, good for everything, $11.79 a pound. And your mustard, your Southern Georgia curled mustard, $10.50 a pound. So I looked at that, and this is what I bought. So I got my packing list right here. I bought 1 pound of buttercrunch lettuce, 1 pound of parsley seeds, 1 pound of Wakefield cabbage seeds, a pound of collards, a pound of mustard, a pound of rutabaga, and a pound of endive. And we'll be back, and we're going to talk about collard greens and why you want them and how to eat them.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Listening to the Rural Survival Show on Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is Saturday, the 15th day of January in the year of our Lord, 2022. Right now, Rick and I are talking about seeds. So, Rick, go ahead.
Well, Sam informed me during the break that a caller a listener, did not understand the name of the company. So I'm going to go over that one more time. It is Todd's. T as in Tom. T as in Todd. O-D-D apostrophe S. Todd's Sprouting Seeds. I don't know what kind of a name Todd is. I think it's Greek for small, ineffectual human. All right, I'm kidding. Just for joking, stop. Todd's Sprouting Seeds. This is a very valuable website for those of you that would like to stock up some seeds. And I'm going to tell you one more thing before we get into it. Now you're the proud owner of 250,000 seeds of one sort or another. Now it is your fiduciary responsibility to yourself and to your family to keep those seeds viable. How are you going to do it? You are going to put those in a jar, a quart jar, with an oxygen absorber or a little tiny toe warmer that you got from Walmart or Lowe's or Home Depot, and you're going to seal it up, and you're going to put that in the vegetable bin of your refrigerator, and those things will last for years in there. Okay, so that's how you're going to handle your very, very important food seeds, which you are going to need so badly, you're not even going to believe it. Okay, so
and
move
folks,
on. Well,
hang on, Rick. One thing I want to say, because I heard about this happening, and that was somebody that regularly bagged up stuff. They had the desiccant, and they had the oxygen absorbers, and they put both in their seed jar. I'll give you one guess what happened.
I don't know.
Seeds weren't viable.
Why is
so
that?
Don't put
they dried them out
in.
Too much?
Right.
Yeah,
so
there,
don't
is
put
a, there is
our seeds, guys.
Yeah, there is a desirable moisture level for your seeds, and it is not zero. So, yeah, so you want to watch out for that. that is, however, how I store coffee beans. But we're not trying to grow coffee trees around here. Speaking of which, my son gave me a coffee tree. That's pretty cool. Moving along, so what about these collard greens? Holy mackerel. I was up. Is that music again?
Yeah.
Holy schmoly. Do they know this isn't a music station?
That's the shortest
station of the hour. This is not a musical program. All right, let's go. Here we go.
Okay, folks, call in number is 512-248-8252. We'll start taking callers. Our first caller is going to be Art in Georgia on line 3 as soon as we get back. So, here we go.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.